Is it on? Is it recording?
Thanks a lot. Okay. I mean, the window first. Let's start with the window. Okay. Let me just. Okay, let us begin. Okay, yesterday we started the Sugya of Harsha. So let us begin with the following. We have two opinions in the Gemara regarding Harsha, two Lashonos of Nahardo. Someone refresh my memory. What was the first Lashon of the Nahardo? Chaim, go ahead.
First Lashon is that to be like
Are you allowed to issue a harsha on metalplin?
You're not allowed.
You're not allowed to issue a harsha on metalplin. Why not?
Why not? Because it's not reshuso.
It's not reshuso. Excellent. Because that's Rabbi Yochanan. The second lashon said, according to Nardo,
only if the guy denies it.
If the guy denied it and obeys it, then it looks like it's sheker. Mashma that what? If you didn't have that problem that he had once denied it, you could issue harsha on metalton. So we had three different ways we mentioned in Shir yesterday how to explain those two lashonos, and we're going to have to continue upon that way of what the machlokes is. So let's do that first, and then we'll go to the issue of karka, and we'll go from there. Okay. There is a shita here of the Tosis Rid that explains the following chiddush. Okay, we mentioned the Tosis Rid yesterday about the first answer of the Tosis Rid, but I want to start today with the fourth shot of the two Lashonos, what they're arguing about with the Tosis Rid. Okay, in the second Teretz, Tosis Rid, and it's a question as to what he assumes, what he's driving at. But what the Tosis Rid postulates is the following: that when you write the Harsha, you are giving the shaliach, or let's call him the power of attorney, the representative, the ability to go to court with the nifkat and take out money and bring it to the bialim. In other words, it's possible to say that he might mean a takana, like we said yesterday, from the rush, that it was a takana, even though normally you cannot be mocked the Dover Shana Meshusa, but it was a takana. But let's not go with that. Let's assume that he means it's a real din d'oraisa. And what we want to suggest here is that it's not a kinyan gomer. It is not a complete kinyan. What it is giving the ability of the shliach to be the baal din. It's kind of like a kinyan to do a kinyan. Okay? For example, there is a gemara in Nedarim and Daf Mem Ches that talks about a kinyan suitor. What is the kinyan suitor? If I give a handkerchief to you, Avi, and in return, I want to get your mansion in return. We swap things. So the handkerchief that I give you, can you keep? Or do we give it back? So the Gemara has an opinion in the Darim that we give it back. In other words, I'll get his mansion, and I'll also get back my original handkerchief. So it's a kinyan almanas lahaknos. So in the same vein, it's not a kinyan gomer. In other words, the only reason why I gave Avi the handkerchief was to trigger that he gives me the mansion back in return. However, what? The handkerchief's going to what? Go right back to me. So in that sense, this is really what? A semi-kinyan. That's the way we want to formulate this Tosis Rid. What a harsha is like it's a what? Tosis Rid in the second answer. It's like a semi-kinyan. We'll call it a mixus kinyan. And it's a mixus kinyan in the sense that what? It's a mixus kinyan in the sense that I'm allowing this guy to represent me in court in a beis din to extract the money to eventually bring me the money. That's in fact what it means. And therefore, since in fact I'm not giving him full what? Full ownership in the sense. I really want him to be like my attorney. That's why we're calling it a power of attorney. I don't care if it's not Gershusi. If it's a full-fledged kinyan that I'm giving to him, giving over fully to him, then if it's Dover Shana Bershuso, then it's Taka what? then it's taka problem. I cannot be mocked as something that's not in my domain. But since the whole point here is not a full kinyan, it's a miksas kinyan. It's a partial kinyan that I'm pointing him to represent me, to hopefully win the case and give me back the money. So therefore, on a level of the Uraisa, let's assume like this Tosus is reading the second answer, is in fact the Din D'Uraisa. Not like we said from Rosh yesterday that it was at the Kanus HaKhanan. Therefore, Lo Tzarich Bershuso. Okay? Lo Tzarich Bershuso. I don't need Bershuso and it's going to be good. Okay? You follow me? Even if it's a full-fledged Kenyan or giving over to a guy, then we can understand the mandate of having Bershuso. But here, since I'm just asking the guy to represent me, there's good reason to say that I won't need Bershuso. That's the what? That's the Chiddush that the Tosfos Rid says. Who does this plug into?
Second
Lashon. Get it down. Second Lashon, as you said, well, Chaim. The second Lashon in the Gemara says you can issue a harsha on Metalkalin. It's not in your Rishus. The whole point is I'm not giving blessings in it. It's not a Kinyan Gomer. It's a partial Kinyan. Since it's a partial Kinyan, you write, so you don't need Bershuso. Okay? Fill in the blank for me. Chaim? Fill in the blank for me. So what does the first Lashon hold? What does the first Lashon hold? I'd rather not say that. Okay, you're right. You could say that. Then maybe they held it was a Kenyan Gomer. I would rather say, even if it's a Mixus Kenyan, still you need Bershuso. Good possibility. You guys are on the ball thinking like that. But we always try to limit the Machlaikis, right? Rather than say it's a gigantic Machlaikis and what the definition of Harsha is, let's say they both agree that Harsha is a Mixus Kenyan. But the question is, do you need Bershuso for that? First Lashon says yes, second Lashon says no. So now what emerges, we have a fourth shot in the Gemara. What the two Lashonos are arguing about. Okay. Number five. Fifth shot, let's get. The Rashba, right here in Baba Kama Daf Ayin. It's a long, long Rashba. Every Rishon is very long, so I didn't give you the long Lashon. Tosfos Rid's long. The Machamas Hashem's long, the Rashba's long, okay. But we still have to know what they say. The Rashba here gives the following Hesper of the two Lashonos. Rashba says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we know something's not pursued, so what can't you do, Chaim? You cannot be what?
Makdish.
But can you sell something? Yes. The Rashba, I'm going to write down four because this is the fourth shot. Rashba is the fifth shot. Rashba writes, Limkor lo tzarich bershuso. He wants to distinguish between what? Between selling and hektish. Hektish, the Gemara said, black on white, you need bershuso. To sell, he claims you don't need bershuso. Okay? That's what he claims. Could someone tell me a svara why that should be? Why would there be a svara that for hektish you need bershuso, but limkor you wouldn't need? Yeah, go ahead, Zevi. What do you say? Go ahead.
At least there's das kona, das makne. The guy who's getting it at least has das, and the basic mikdash just no one has.
In other words, basically, I mean, this is what
power on the other side.
Well, this is what you mean. In other words, you're all you're doing when selling is exchanging owners. So if you're exchanging owners, the Baal HaIter writes that's the pshat. Therefore, in other words, the Baal HaIter, in other words, since you're changing owners. This is the Chiddush, it's a Shinui Bailim. Not the Baal, the Baal HaIter doesn't write like this. Rav Gusman wants to say it's a Shinui Bailim. There's no status change in the Chetzah. Therefore, you don't need what? You don't need Bershuso. Okay? So please get that down. Rav Gusman, the great Rosh Shiva, Netzach Yisrael, Tzatzah. Right, so what's the Svar of the Rashba, Limkor, Lotzach Bershuso? But Hektish, Lahaktish, the Rav Yochanan said the Feir, Sarek Bershuso. What's the Chiluk? Chiluk is Lafaul. That when it comes to selling, we don't need Bershuso because all you're doing is really what? Changing owners. There's no status change in the Chetzah. There's no status change in the Chetzah. You don't need Bershuso. But to be Makdish something, you better believe what? You need what? You need Bershuso because there's a status change in the Chetzah. Okay? That's one shot that we have. Rav Gusman, one sec, Donnie. Then there's another shot from the Baal HaIter, the Rishon. The Baal HaIter writes that Hektish is a Chiddush, is a Gzeres HaKosov. How is Hektish Chal? How are you Makdish an item? No, someone tell me. How are you Makdish an item? Verbally, or do you have to do a Kinyan with the Gizbar to miss a Mikdish? Verbally. That's a big chiddush to make an acquisition verbally. Usually you need a maisa kinyan. Kinyan, we always say, entails three things. Maisa kinyan, das matne, das koinen. Heck, you show all of a sudden with an amir alone it works. That's a chiddush. Whenever you have a chiddush, what do? You limit it. And therefore it only works if it's bershusa. Whereas mechira only can be worked with what? With a maisa kinyan. If it's a maisa kinyan, then you need what? Then it's possible to suggest that you might not need birshusa. That's what the Rabbi Ha'itter writes. He says, mechira that it's chalai maisa kinyan, there's no gzeres hakasev. So it's very possible to say that it would work shalom birshusa. So that's what the Rashba lays down on our daf, on daf ayin of an hour. Now when it comes to what? When it comes to hefker, when it comes to hekdish rather, of course you need birshusa. When it comes to mechira, you don't need birshusa. Okay? You don't need birshusa. What's the svara? Two svaras. Either like Rav Gushman, that what? That there's no what? Like Zevi said, there's no status change down, you're just changing owners. Big deal. To sell it, who says it's got to be in my domain when I sell it? Heck, this is a status change, you better believe you need Bershusa. The Balayitr Zog differently. Balayitr says, Chat Narashba, that the whole notion of Hektish is a Chiddush. We always limit it. Eilach Abol Chiddusha, the Gemara has in many places. Chiddush, the Tais, or Shekhar always quotes from Tais Nivamas, it's a Dabra Asosis, a cloud, goes against the grain. So you limit the Chiddush. Limit the Chiddush and say it only works when it's Bershusa. But Mechiru, which is a Maisa Kinyan, why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it work in a case of what? If it's not Bershusa. Why should it need Bershusa? One sec, Ari. One sec, Dari. One sec, Ari. Okay? Oh. That's the Svar Narashma. Now, let us plug it into Gemara. Let's plug it into Gemara now. What do the two Lashonis in the Gemara say? First Lashon says what? You need to have Bershusa. So what's the Machlokes in the Gemara? So the Rashma plugs it in very, very beautifully. He holds that the first Lashon holds, we don't care about your ability to what? Sell it when it's not Bershusa. What do we look at when we talk about Hilchos Harshah? The ability to what? Daniel? To be Makdish, excellent. And because Hektish needs Bershusa, you better believe to issue Harshah, it better be Bershusa. That's the first Lashon in the Gemara. I'll write it down. The Lishna Kama says you look at what? Hektish. And therefore, if it's not Bershusa, you're finished. And Daniel, what does the Lishna Shneas hold? Lishna Bas holds, what do you look at? You look at Mechira, and since the sale you don't need Bershusa, so who would denominate issue our show, you don't need Bershusa as well. That's how the Rashba plugs in the pshat in the Gemara. And the truth is, the Rashba has the following lashon. I want you to get this. He writes, it's hakna grua. He calls a harsha a bad type of kinyan. We wrote four was like a partial kinyan. He says it's a bad type of kinyan. Why is it a bad type of kinyan? Because what does Rav Ashi say later in the Gemara? I want you to see to the Mishnah. What does Rav Ashi say later in the Gemara? That if the original fellow, the Malvin, wants to take the money away, what's the halacha? I'm sorry, if the Shliach, the power, the attorney, wants to keep the money for himself, can he? No, Rav Ashi says the original guy can be tofus the money right out of him. So you see that it's really not a full kinyan that the attorney really has. He can't keep the money. So he writes that it's really a very weak kinyan. It's a hakna grua. Since it is a hakna grua, he wants to say the following chiddush, such a kinyan that is so weak, it can only be issued, says the first lashon, if it is what? If it is bershusa. Second lashon says, no, this weak kinyan still is good because I compare it more to mechira. Truth of the matter is, if I asked you, which one would you compare it to better? More. Which one would you compare it to more? Harsha. To Mechira or to what? To Hektish? What would you say? I would have said Mechira. I mean, there's no Hektish. You're not changing the status of anything, though. So even though you're right, it's a Hakna Grua Harsha, and therefore it's Mestaber you need Bershusa, but the way he's modeling it, I would have modeled it more after Mechira rather than Hektish. But on the other hand, you understand since it's a Hakna Grua, to compensate for that, you can understand why it's Bershusa. But the modeling, I would have modeled that for Limkor. Like the Lishna what? Lishna Basra. Okay, that's the shot in the sheet of what? The sheet of the Rashba. Real quick, Donnie and Ari, because we got a lot to see. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that you don't have Kiyakish at Beso. If it only applies to Hektish, not to the Baal Yitzchus.
Okay, nerds. The Baal Yitzchus is Hektish, is Xeris HaKos. It works verbally, so it only works for Shusa. That's the Kiddush. That's the Chiddush. That's why he says that Hekdesh would need what? Bershuso. Yeah, not even going with Kibeso. Just the notion of Hekdesh is a Chiddush because it works by Amira. Forget about Kibeso. Hekdesh, the whole institution of Hekdesh works through Amira. That's a Chiddush. I don't have to do a Kinyan with the Gizbar as a treasure of the Bezim English. That itself is a Chiddush. The whole notion of Hekdesh is a Chiddush. I would constrict it and say what? It needs Bershuso. Okay, yeah, Ari, go ahead.
According to understanding, there's no Chalos. But in the Harsho, when the guy gets it, is there a Chiv of Meiser? So there might be a certain sense there is a Chalos.
Yeah, but Meiser Ksafim, you mean Meiser Ksafim?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not Chalos. Meiser Ksafim is three Shitas, whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbana, or the Minig. There's a sheet that even says it's a Minig. Tais says in Tainus on that test that Meiser Ksafim is the Raisa. Ari saying, but you have to take off a tenth. You're right, that's a Bezundra Din. It's a good point. But there's a sheet that even says it's a Minig. That's why if someone's in a koil, they first get married, they don't have a lot of money, so they can rely on that sheet that it's a minig. If a person's wealthy, he certainly should hold the machmir like the sheet of the Yeraisa. That depends, do you take off before taxes, after taxes, depends whether it's the Yeraisa or the Rabbanan. But that's the pashas. Okay, that's number five pshat. Number six pshat, okay? Six pshat. Let's go. The Mechamas Hashem, the Ramban. Now this Ramban is really an unbelievable theory. Okay, so let's get this from Ban in the Mechamas Hashem. Okay? On the bottom of the rift. He wants to claim the following theory. He postulates that Harsha is Shlichus. Harsha, making a power of attorney, is a Shlich. He is a Shlich of yours. However, the defendant, who you're trying to get the money from, could always say, yo, you're not my litigant, I don't want to have a dintire with you. So how do you solve that problem? You write your friend a power of attorney. That solves that problem. What do you need in that power of attorney? That it says that you go procure the funds and you can keep it for yourself. Now this Kenyan, Halacha L'maisa, it's very interesting. The Shliach is not going to anything immediately. What does it allow him to do, according to the Ramban? It allows the power of attorney, the Shliach, to go ahead and win the funds. No, the same law, Yecholus, what? Linatseah. And therefore, and when he wins the funds, he's able to keep the money to a certain degree, which we'll see in the Gemara, Mr. Shem, right? So can he keep the Gemara, can he keep the money completely? That we see is a machlokes in the Gemara, right? Some say he's a partner, some say he can't keep any of it. But Lechura, the Kenyan, the Chisaron is, there's no Chisaron of Davrshin and Meshuso. Why? Why is there no Chisaron of Davrshin and Meshuso? Because the Kenyan is not Chal immediately. When is the Kenyan Chal? When he wins the case. So therefore, when he gives him the power of attorney, the Kenyan doesn't take effect till he actually takes him to a Din Torah, and what? And wins the money, then it clicks in. So therefore, since the Kenyan is not Chal, no sumo yecholos v'natzeah, v'lo Chal hakinyan miyad. So therefore, ein chisaron, there is no chisaron of what? Davar she'eno bershuso. This is what the second lashon, what? The second lashon will hold.
He is the Baal
Davar that gives him, it gives him the ability, Ari, to get him in the court, to sue him. I understand, but since it gives him that ability, it's not a chisaron. And therefore, it's not a chisaron davar she'eno bershuso because the kinyan is not chal miyad. And therefore, the Ksos HaChoshen says, very interestingly enough, can I be makna someone a davar she'eno bershuso? Can I be makna someone a future? No. It has to be existing, this rule. The machlokes tanoim, the chamin remeir, whether a man can be makna davar she'eno bershuso. So machlokes tanoim. The Ksos says, if I give Jay-Z a future, it doesn't work. What happens though we make a kinyan and it comes about? I give him a kinyan that the tree should be, whenever the tree grows, it's his. When it comes about, is it chal? Yes. The Trumas Hadeshin writes, says the Ksos HaKoshin, brings a raya, that if a makna to Jay-Z a future, and then the recipient, Jay-Z, takes it after it comes to the world without my knowledge, he's zocha. I make a kinyan, I say, Jay-Z, when this palm tree comes up, it's yours. 3 months later it comes up, he chops it. I'm away on the other side of the world, in China. Is it chal? Yes, it's chal. Because it's like a delayed kinyan. So according to the Ramban, that's exactly the way we'll formulate it. It's like a delayed kinyan. A delayed kinyan. I don't know how to write delayed in Hebrew, okay? What'd you say? Oh, that's a problem. Okay, we're going to get to that. But it's like a delayed kinyan. I guess a Kinyan lechakot, we'll call it. A kinyan to wait. Because it's not chal immediately. Lemaisa, there's no chisarn of Dover Shein Rishuso. And therefore, what? Is such a. Is that true that there's no chisarn of Dover Shein Rishuso? So what does the first lesson say? Is that good? First lesson says no. Second lesson says what? Says it's fine. Now, Chaim brought up a point that I was bothered by yesterday when preparing, and I was bothered by saying, Daniel, you get the air conditioner. I'm bothered by, there is a principle, but just get it down, it's a kasha. Don't know how to per se answer that. There's a principle called kalsa kinyana. What does kalsa kinyana mean? Gemara in Ksubis Ayin Beis Manal. If I say to Jay-Z, Meshoch parazu, la'achar shloshim yom, lo kana. I'm going to write it down on the board. Meshoch parazu la'achar shloshim yom is lo kana. Why is it lo kana? We do the kinyan today. It doesn't take effect till when? Till day 30. That's bad. There cannot be a gap between the maisa kinyan and the halosa kinyan. Kolsa kinyana is lo mahani. Does not work. Mahani means it doesn't help. Does not work. So Chaim brought up a point that I was bothered by yesterday. According to the Ramban's presentation of this machloikis, l'chura, it's very, very difficult because you have a delayed kinyan. You give him the ability, like Arson, to get him in the door, to fight with the guy to win. But when he wins, it's chal. So therefore, since the kinyan is not chal immediately, I don't care about it not being Dover Shein Rishuso. Well, how does the kinyan chal at all? Because the Maisa kinyan, what? You want to say it's retroactive, but he didn't say me'achshav, though. It's a good point, Seth. Seth said once, if I say to Jay-Z, Meshach parzu, and you're calling me'achshav from today, from day one, then it's a me'achshav sal's kalsa kinyan. But if I say lachar shloshim, and I don't say from the day one, it's a problem. So that's what you want to say, Seth? You didn't say that, though. No one says that. You want to say it's implied? In other words, you want to say it's implied. Maybe that's what Ari were driving in. Or as you get him in the door to fight him, so it's implied. So maybe. I hear you. Okay. So you want to say it's implied that it's me'achshav automatically. The only thing is, the first lashon just doesn't buy this and says, because why? I don't care. The truth of the matter is, if it's a delayed kinyan, still you should need what? You still should need Rishuso. Second lashon says, no, I don't really care about it. You follow what I'm saying? There's set, like, okay, I hear you. There's, you want to say it's implied.
It has to be a mirror.
No, that's what we assume that's implied in the heart. So I don't know. I've got to think about it. You don't write. You should have written it in. I don't think you wrote it in. John, go ahead. Me saying it's ongoing Maisa Kinyan to me? You're right, I hear you, but I did make a Kinyan with the fellow that he's my attorney. So that was a discreet, distinct act. That's done also. He was Moshe's the part today. I also made a Kinyan suitor to make him my watch lift. Let's mention that now. I didn't give it to you. Okay, I'll give it to you tomorrow. I gave you maybe a few ramas. But please get this down. To make a shliach, how do you make a shliach? How do you make a shliach? I remember Shek always pointing this out to us. The Rambam, the first Rambam, Pirk Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Shluchan Shutvin says, ideally to appoint a shliach, you should do it with a sudar, you should do it in front of Aiden, but the truth is, you don't need Aiden, you don't need a suitor. All you need is a verbalization. It's a very critical Rambam. In the beginning of Pirk Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he says, to appoint a shliach, all you need is verbalization. You don't need Aiden, you don't need a suitor. So, okay, it's a question. So question, Chaim, Kolsa Kinyana. Maybe you could say like Seth, I'm not sure, because the Ramban doesn't say it, he's not even bothered by this for some reason. So Lemaisa, what we have to assume is maybe it's implied, let's think about it more. Nonetheless, the upshot being is that we have a sixth shot now in the Lachlik is the two Lashonas and the Gemara. Yeah, go ahead, JC.
Didn't we have in the first semester an implied matchup?
By what? I don't remember. You got to remind me. Implied me'achshav, usually you got to say it.
Sure.
We did have an implied. Now it's jogging my memory that Rebbe Chonon Wasserman said that. No? Rav Shurkin pointed out for Rebbe Chonon Wasserman is you have to assume that it was like that. No? So you're saying it's possible. All right, we'll have to look, Lynette. You're right, Rav Shurka, we did have an implied. Okay, could be. I just want him to write it down, though. Let it be written in there. You're writing a power of attorney. Okay, that's the sixth shot. And finally, let's get it, a seventh shot in the Gemara, in the two Lishonos, okay? Seventh shot in the Gemara. Let's get it. And this was remarkable. I wanted you to see this. The Mordechai, in the name of who? The Ravan. Hope you saw this, because I hinted at this yesterday. Mordechai b'shem the Ravan. Mordechai explains, according to the first Lashon, every pikadon is not pershus bailin, lach noso. It's unbelievable, no? Ravan, Mordechai b'shem Ravan. He says, the first Lashon says, every pikadon you have is not pershuso. The topic of the Gemara is Pikadon, like who? Who said the topic of the Gemara yesterday was Pikadon?
Rashi,
excellent. And that's, if you guys ask me that in Seder, you have two Lashonos, they have to be talking about the same topic, otherwise they're not arguing. If one Lashon is talking about oranges, the other one's talking about pears, they're not arguing. Obviously they're talking about the same topic. So if you guys ask me, where did Rashi say Pikadon? So I said the word oven. That's not really such a riot. In the next Rashi, in the second Lashon, he says Mafti. So it's clear if they're talking about Pikadon, right? The favors. If he says the second loss is to be caught, the first loss has got to be caught. Otherwise, it's not arguing. They're talking about different topics by definition. Ev Machloik has got to be talking about the same topic. So, the Ravan writes that the Lishna Kama holds Kol Pikaron Lo Have Vershus Bailin. Can you imagine that? What did we write on the board yesterday? What did Tosis prove yesterday? Yad Shomer, Kiyad Bailin. I can't believe this Rishon. That's what I hinted to yesterday. I said there's a Rishon we're going to see in the Sugya, which I can't understand this Shita. You follow me? No, what's up shot in the Shita? That the Lishna Kama holds every Pikadon is not pursued Bailin? What do you mean? And he said the favors still were locked in, so I gave it to you. Did you see that? You see that inside? And when he quotes the Rabbi, it was a small Mordechai. Did you see it? He says Beferish. I couldn't believe it. I was thinking, does he say he says even Lakdishoy. The Ravan here. He says Beferish. Oh, Ravan Kusav, Amrin Lokosvinin, Perish Gnardo, Lishnakapliyanum Nosa, Philip Pikadon, Lo Makdish. Even if Pikadon, you can't be Makdish. So what's shot in this? So what are you going to have to say? What did Tosa say yesterday, Yachorka? He quoted that Gemara Baba Basra about what? The gourds. Remember? What else did he quote? He quoted the Brisa about what? Brisa about what, Avi? Kefil. And then he quoted the Pusik and Chumash. So what's your response to this Rishon in the Lishna Kama? My response is one thing and one thing only. The only thing that is considered to be Birshus, if it's a Shomer, is only what? Kefil. Our Gemara argues on that case in Baba Basra about the gourds. It's a machloikis and sugyas. You'll bother me from Kefil. Kefil's a localized din. In order to, if I am chayiv Kefil, if I stole from a Shomer, it's like stealing from the Baba Bas. That's a localized din by Kefil. All other areas, Pikadon is not considered to be reduced violent. That will be the response of this Lishna Kama according to the Ravan. You follow me? The Gemara Baba Basra. This Gemara argues on that Gemara Baba Basra. Right? The Gemara Baba Basra was not a case of Gnei, it was a case of a Pikadon, right? A case of with the gourds. Remember they were afraid they would jack up the price like we said yesterday? So argue on that Gemara. The price of our Kefil of Puskin Chumas. Okay, that's Kefil. Kefil, if you steal from a Shomer, it's like stealing from the Rishus of the original guy. All other areas, a Pikadon is not considered to be Rishus of the guy. Special Exodus of Kusav by Kefil, which is a big Kiddush, but that's the only thing that I can think of to save this Rishon. Plug in now the Lishna Shnia. What does the Lishna Shnia say? What do you want to say the Lishna Shnia says? Before we go to Lishna Shnia, the Chedushi Anshe Shein on the bottom of the Mordechai points out, he's adding on to Rabbi Yochanan in this Lishna Kama. How's he adding on to Rabbi Yochanan? What was Rabbi Yochanan's topic, Ari? Gezel, Velo Nisyashu Abaylan. What was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Gezel. If you steal, what is this lishtakama adding on? Pikaron as well. Pikaron also not pershusa. What does the lishna basra come and say? What does the lishna basra come and say? Only what? Please get this. Only a pikaron de kafre, where there was a denial, is that considered to be gezel? Is that considered to be not pershusa lachnoso? But if there is no denial, where there was no gezel, doesn't become gezel, then in a chanami what? It is considered to be pershusa. So I'm going to write down lishtakama, kol pikaron, as long as it wasn't stolen, and when you deny it, it becomes stolen, kol pikaron is pershus violent, that is considered to be the lishna basra. That is the lishna basra. Basically, we're saying is that lishna basra argues with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Right? You don't need pershusa. Even though, one second. I take that back. You don't have to say the lishna basra really argues with Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan's topic was only what? Gezel. So only a pikaron that was denied, right? The kafre, does it become gezel? Then that's considered to be what? That's considered to be what? Not what? Not pershuso. Only the gezel one. No, it's not pershuso, but I'm saying a regular pikaron will be pershuso.
He said that's mamash.
Will be pershuso. What'd you say?
He says that's mamash Rav Yochanan.
Yeah, so that's mamash Rav Yochanan, right? A pikaron is yad shomer ki yad violent, like we said yesterday on the board. That's what I'm saying. According to the Ravan, the first question is a pella. He says every pikaron is not pershuso violent. The only time it's pershuso violent is when you steal by kafel. All of a sudden, by kafel, the special din. You follow what I'm saying? There's got to plug in the two lashonas according to every shita. So according to the second lashon in the Rabban, every pikaron is pershus bialim. The only thing that's not pershus bialim is if there was a denial. If there was a denial, that stamps it as being what? Gezel. If it stamps it as being gezel, therefore it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be pershus bialim. You cannot issue our shah. But every other pikaron is pershus bialim. Like the standard opinion will say. And that's Yad Shomer Ki Yad Violin. Rabbi Yochanan will agree with that. So the second lashon won't be against Rabbi Yochanan at all. What's the difficulty with this shot? Kedushan Shishim says, what does the Gemara say, Ari? What was the problem according to second lashon? Mechsa Kishikra. What should the Gemara have said, though? According to Lishna Basra, the real problem is what? Is that it's not Pershuso. Right? Because when it becomes stolen, it's not Pershuso. Why did the Gemara say Mechsa Kishikra? So what is the Kedushan Shishim? Please get this down. You know what the Kedushan Shishim says? It's a misprint in our Gemara. Mechshik Yishikra is a misprint. The Gemara really is Eina Bershuso. That's what he writes in Os Beis in the bottom of the page in the Mordecai. That's what the Chiddushi Yad Shishim says. To plug it in the Gemara properly, it's not an issue of what? It's not an issue of Mechshik Yishikra, it's an issue of Eina Bershuso. And therefore the Gemara was a misprint. That's what the Chiddushi Yad Shishim says. So the upshot being is that we have seven different Mahalchim. Three yesterday we had, four today, of what the machlokes between the two Lashonos and the Gemara of Nahardoi are all about. Okay? What they are all about. It's a very important machlokes. Very critical. Okay. We'll touch upon it. This is a very big ramification about Shlichus in general. Okay, but now I want to just now move out to the concept of Karka now. Okay? Let's get this very quickly. Okay? Fine. Our Gemara says Beferish, the issue was Metalkon. Okay? Nardos says you don't issue a Harsha on Metalkon. What about Karka? So what did the Maharam say? Please tell me, Diramask Amri Nahardo. Go ahead, Noam. We can issue, in fact, a Harsha on Karka. Tosfos says that Beferish. Okay? Tosfos says this Beferish. And Tosfos says this in Shavuos as well. Okay? When it comes to Karka, Allah Lamaisa, we are able to issue a Harsha. Okay? Please get this. What's the Svara? Why that's so? No, go ahead. Because why is Karka in Exelis? Because it's always there. Excellent art. It's always there. You're not worried about it not being Bershuso. Karka is always Bershuso. So that's a very important thing the Maharam points out. However, Tosfos says, does Tosfos point that out here? Did Tosfos say that here? I guess it's implied. He says, Davka de Metaltalin, right? Mashma Karka. He doesn't say the word Karka, but we can use our head a little bit. He says, Davka de Metaltalin, obviously Karka is good. Oh. So we said a Svar. Fine. But the Maharam breaks it down further and he says, I don't understand. How do you issue a harshon karka? Why? What's the problem? What kind of shlichus is there on karka? It is shlich. What are you going to do? Send someone to what? To procure the funds? That's my matav. You can't get the words out of your mouth by karka. No? What's the case that you send and need harshon for karka? What's the case? So he writes to give him what? Rishus what, Noam? To sell or to rent it out. That is correct. To utilize what? The karka. To utilize the karka. Oh. Now, Lamaisa, let's break this down further now with the issue of karka. Okay? Break this down further. Lefi the Lishna Basra. Lefi the Lishna Basra. Who says that what? You're not allowed to write a what? Harshah and Metalkalin that was denied because it looks like what? Sheker. Rashi says, what's the sheker? Looks like you're making a power of attorney to something that was not yours. Adam going to sign on a falsehood, right? It's already been denied before. So let's think about that by karka. What about by karka? L'chura, that's dafka b'metalkalin, not by karka. Right? By karka, what's the problem? Right? By karka, what's the problem? Everyone knows whose karka this is. Who's living on the karka? No. What's the whole problem of Mechsa Kishikra? What's the whole problem of Mechsa Kishikra? The Lishna Basra says you never can write a Harshah. What's the Lishna Basra? You can never write a Harshah on something that was denied. But in theory, Avi, can you issue a Harshah on Metalkalin? Yes. Correct? Can you show our Shah and Karka? Yes. The same problem of Sheker that applies to Metalkalin, why should that apply to Karka? Why should that apply to Karka? Oh. So the Yamshel Shlomo writes the following. Please, let's get this. Yamshel Shlomo says, please get this, because when you talk about Metalkalin that was stolen Medina, you cannot write a harsh Shah on that because it was not Bershusa. It's not Bershusa, it's not Fakna. There's a takana that we allow what? Metalkalin to be written. Please get it. Like Tysus, like the rush we said yesterday. Remember we said the rush? That the whole point of running a harshah is a takana? So the board is the following. There's a takana that we allow you to write a harshah on Metalkalin. Meikar adin midiraisa, we do not write a harshah on Metalkalin. Therefore, since there's a takana, you're allowed to write it. On harshah, on metaltas, darvashin mishuso, when it's mechzik shikra, they may no such takana. But since when it comes to what karka, it's always bershuso, midiraisa, you can write a harshah. We're not mech, we're not koshish with shikra. So nachum, please get it. Yamshel Shlomo points out, in other words, if you hold like the second lashon, it's issue mechzik shikra. Does the mechzik shikra, why is it only an issue by matatan? Why not by karka? I'll tell you why. Because if you go like the rush we said yesterday, that really you're not allowed to issue a harshah on matatan because it's a darshin of reshuso, the stuff that's owed to you, it's not in your domain, how can you write a power of attorney? Meter reshuso, you can't. Meter rabbanu, we allow. Hefker based and hefker, we allow you to make sure. They have the power of the imamis to allow it. But when they invoke that takanas chacham in Daniel, they did not invoke that takanas chacham if it looks like a falsehood. But karka, since it's always in your domain, by definition, like Ari said, you can be your right to write a harshah on something that is karka, because it's always bershuso. So we don't care about Mexican shikra. Mexican shikra only is a problem if you're dealing with a takanas chachamim. That is a din de rabbanan. Then the rabbanan never went on the sack in something when it looks like Mexican shikra. But if it's a pure din midiraisa, then we're not chayshish. This is the longness of what? Of the Yamshel Shlomo. Oh. That's the chiddush that he wants to say. Now, the Ksos just adds on, please get this. The Ksos just adds on, the reason why you don't write Harshon Metalkalin that was denied because it's not Be'en. It is not Be'en. You don't know if it exists. Therefore, it looks like a joke that you're writing up Harshon something that might not even be true. But Kark is, like Ari said, it's staring you in the face. It's Omnis Be'en. Omedis Be'en. It's not shy to say what? That it really is by someone else. It's by you. So it's by you, Mimela, wherever it is. It's yours. So there's no problem that you can write a harshah. There's no problem, and therefore it doesn't look like a falsehood at all. None whatsoever. It's Eino Mechzik Kishikra. So please get those two svaras down. One is the Yamshel Shlomo. Second one is the Ksos. The issue is that maybe it doesn't exist. Well, you have that by metalton. You don't have that issue by karka. And that's what the Ksos wants to say, based on what Arashi and Bechoros and Daf Mem Tes and Shavuos and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Oh, very good. That's the quickly, Ari.
It's a shikra in this case, saying that shikra that doesn't exist, like the sheker that doesn't exist.
Yes.
The first understanding shikra is that we're concerned that it's going to be shikra, in other words, gezel, that the guy's going to come and claim something that's not his. So it's a different understanding of the word
sheker
and the
word sheker. Okay, alright, but it's all sheker. You're right. You're right. But the first pshat also could be that the whole thing's a joke. First thing, it also could be the whole thing doesn't exist. You're right. You're right. The whole thing is going to be a sheker. The guy's a ligner. Ligner in Yiddish is a liar. He's a liar. You're absolutely right. However, that'll manifest itself. Okay? Absolutely. That's the chiddush that you have. So I want you to get that down. Karka klor, we do write a harshah. And you got to plug in why is there no issue of Esek Shikra to Mahalchim. Okay. One last point I just want to mention. From yesterday, we didn't get the chance to say it in Shir. What did the Miri and the Shita Mekubetza say? B'shem the Yesh Beforshim? That the Nardoi hold that you cannot be Makdash Shepikoto. Whose Shita is that? Rabban first Lashon. So we find another Rishon that says the same thing. Another Rishon. There are two Rishonim that say it. Rabban, and also the Shita Mekubetz, B'Shem the Miri, B'Shem the Yesh Beforshim. And what does the Shita Mekubetz ask on him? The Miri asks on him. He says, what do you do with the Gemara Mabasra? Gemara Mabasra said B'Feirish. So what was our response we said earlier in Shir today? Excellent, David. It's Machlokes and Sugyas. He'll say that whole halacha, anything that Pekudim is only pursues for capable. That is it. That Gemara Mabasra we argue on. Okay, very good. Excellent now. Now we must go right to Bakor. Let's go right to the Gemara. And then we have to start the Tysus. Okay? You guys go through the Tysus. You ain't got through it? It's not that hard. No, at least the first part. The first, second part's not so bad either. No, it was hard? All right, let's see. Let's go through the Gemara. Not that hard. You work at it. You got to make this. Okay, let's see the Gemara. All right, very good. I'm proud of you guys. Got to work. I wasn't here this morning. I had to go to Levi. One of the fellows in Shul's father passed away. He's a tremendous tzaddik, this man, from San Francisco. He passed away. We had the bar mitzvah 2 weeks ago from his grandson. This man survived Auschwitz. And at the bar mitzvah, he said to all of us, this is like a victory against the Nazis. Imagine a fellow surviving Auschwitz and coming to San Francisco, building up a whole family. And a very recognized Yid in San Francisco, one of the most famous Yid in there, built up a whole mishpacha. And he said, it was mamash 2 weeks ago. He was very vibrant. He was a very strong man. Very, very strong. And he had a heart attack on Friday, Rav Mon Islam. And he didn't make it. He passed away on Shabbos. So he's being buried in Eretz Yisrael. But, that's a tremendous thing. You build up. Imagine the moon if you're talking, seeing all that happen, seeing the whole the Shoah. And Imamish was a love Torah, and mitzvahs, unbelievable. Always was learning. Unbelievable. Okay. We have to take chizuk from Yidim like this. It's very interesting, we have to be wary about passing down the Shoah. As years go on, we have the survivors. We have to speak with them. You ever see a survivor, you should take time to speak with them. Write down things so you hear things. You know what I mean? In few years, they should live on that Mashiach should come. But, as years go on, the survivors are older and older. He was 7, 8 years old in Auschwitz. He was 79 when he passed away. So anytime you have that opportunity, you have to take it. Okay. Let us see the Gemara. Gemara says like this. V'omre Nardo. Nardo says, Urchasu, Deloksive, Zil, Don, Zachi, V'afik, Lenafshicha, Leispe, Meshosha. The Nardor said, a harsha that is not written in it, go, judge, win, V'afik, Lenafshicha, let's say, and procure for yourself the funds, Leispe, Meshosha. If it doesn't have that formula, it's bogus, it's zero. Okay? We actually pointed out, remember the Pnei Yoshua yesterday in Rashi? The top of the Yomid, it said, we ideally don't write it. We said it was an Isser, remember, because I was duping Jay-Z, remember? This just says black on white. Objectively, you don't have this formula. It's Nishkin Arshaw. Fine. Viter. My time. Mishum de Amrle Heyach La Bader Arm de Diat. Like Ari said yesterday. I mean, this guy's a defendant. He has the money. This guy knocks on his door. Ari knocks on JG's door. JG says, who are you, Ari? If there's an issue, I'm the one. I should come. JG said, let Rebbe come. He slams the door in his face. So Ari whips out the power of attorney Harshaw and says, not so fast. I have a Harshaw. And that Harshaw tells me that you can't say to me, I'm not your litigant. I am now your litigant. I am the power of attorney. Oh. Let's see inside. Says the Gemara. Amar Abaye. V'iksi ve'lemechsa l'shlish ul'revia. Migu dimishtoi dina apalga mishtoi dina kula. Let's say the power of attorney that Ari had, Jay-Z owed me a lot of money, says that Ari can take him to the Torah on a third, a fourth, a half. Since he gets him in the door of Beis Din for a third, fourth, a half, he gets him in the Beis Din for the whole funds. It's a migu. Migu means since. Okay. Viter. Amar Amemar. Let's see. E tuffis lo mafkinimine. Amemar says, Ari, cops, not cops, he won $100,000 from Jay-Z, he owed me the money. Ari says, you know what? I want to keep the money. He slept, he worked, I want to keep the $100,000. He was tofus it, because it's really my money. I cannot be motzi the money from him. Amar Amemar, he tofus it, if he grabs it, lo mafkinimin mine. We as Beis Din do not take it out of his hands. Ravashi Amar, came in a kusvale called the misane mindina kabilis alai shliach shavi. Rav Ashi says, included in that power of attorney, the regular nusach is that I tell Ari, I'm going to cover all the expenses. Take a flight, would take a train, whatever all the is, stay in the hotel, whatever the case is. I'll cover all the expenses, right? And don't worry about it. It's a business arrangement, right? Right, when all the fellas are going on business trips, right? The dinner, everything's covered on the business tab, right? Same thing for the power of attorney. Same thing for the power of attorney. However, would I ever write that if I intended on Ari keeping the money? I mean, come on, you know? I like Ari, but I am a businessman, right? I would never write that. So my whole purpose of appointing Ari is to make him what? Only an agent. And that means an agent alone. And there is no way that he can keep the money. He tries to keep that $100,000, I can take it right away from him through a Beis Din. You got it? So what emerges in my focus are Ashi and Amemar. Can the power of attorney, okay, grab the money? Can the attorney grab the money? Yes or no? Amemar says yes, Rav Ashi says no, because that is the essence, he says, of the power of attorney. Okay? Viter. So it's a very fascinating machlokes. We have to think about what the machlokes is, of course. Everything in the Gemara, we have to ask it, what is this machlokes all about? You understand what I'm saying, Adam? Is he a shliach, or is he what? Or is he become one and owner to the degree he can keep the money? Look at Sai. Then the Gemara says the following. Vika da Amri, others had a different version of Ravashi's response. Shutfa Havoy, Shutfa Shavya. Ari becomes my partner. He becomes my partner. Okay. Lemainaf Gemine, Lemitfas Palgit, to grab a half. The Hilchas Ashliya Shavya. Meaning, the other response of Ravashi is what? What's the other response of Ravashi? Not that he's completely asleep, that he can't keep a penny, he can keep that 50 grand. 50,000 he can keep. Okay? 50,000 he can keep. The other 50,000 has to go back to me. What's the psak halacha? He can't keep a penny. He only is a shliach. Okay? He only is a shliach. Only is a shliach. Now, obviously, he's not going to have to, you don't have to pay back the hotel costs and the restaurants and things like that, but all the money you got from G goes to me, not a penny that kept by you. Machloikis in the Gemara, and that's how we pass. Okay. Fine. Now, Lamaisa, okay? I want to point out before we begin the Tosfos the following, okay? I wanted you to see the Pashtus is the Shitas HaRambam. What does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say in Shutvin Perek Gimel? Halachot Vav? What does the Rambam say? And we'll see this more. Okay? We'll see this more. Okay, what does the Rambam say? As a prelude to Tosfos, what's the Rambam Shita? Rambam writes Betheirish, Halachot Lamaisa. Please get it. Rambam writes Mikra Adin. You cannot write our harshah on metalton the kafre. Any metalton was denied once. You cannot write harshah. But what does he say, Daniel? There was a takanas agaonim. What was the takanas agaonim? What is the takanas agaonim? The Rambam says, what are the gaonim? They lived after 800, 900 to what? So 1100 was the period of gaonim. 1700, 1000, six sabaroyim or 600, 700, 800, 900 for the gaonim. They made a takana. You know what? I lend Jay-Z money. He's out of here. He's out of here. If you have a rule that any harshah cannot be issued on a situation where he's denied it once, I mean, do you know what's going to happen? Let's say I lend him $100,000. I say, Jay-Z, it's 30 days. Stam Havah is 30 days. Mishnah Gemara Makkah Daf Beis. Stam Havah is 30 days. Jay-Z, give me the money. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Goes to Beis Din, denies it. Then he runs out of town. Oh, I can't afford to go to China where he's moved. That means I'm going to lose out $100,000. That's what everyone's going to do. I mean, not tzaddikim, but bad guys are going to do that. So if you don't allow me to issue our show that I can call my friend in China and say, you know what? My friend, please take him to a Din Torah, then I'm going to be out $100,000. So from the Gemara, okay? The Gemara says you can't issue a harshah, second lashon, on the top of the kafre. That's what the Rambam writes. But he says there was a takanas agonim made. But listen to me, people are going to lose their shirts. I'm going to lend him money. He's going to deny it once where we live. Then he's going to move out of town. And I can't afford to go out of town to get him, to take him to the Torah. So I'll call my friend up. I can't write a harshah. No, it was denied once. I'm out of $100,000. So they made a takanas agonim to allow this. Now, did you see the Rashba? It's interesting. What's the Rashba say? B'shem the what? Rav Beis Din. He says this was a takana also after the Gemara was closed. But the Rashba just asks at him, who made the takana? Who were the ones that made this takana? He says if the gonim didn't misakin it, who was misakin it? Rabbeinu Chananel on the Rif knew all the words of the gonim. And they didn't know who were misakin it. So he's bothered by who made this takana. The Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif never mentioned this takana segon. They knew everything that the gonim said. Right? Rabbeinu Chananel lived in what, 1100s? Rif lived at Fez Morocco 1000? They never mentioned the gonim's takana. They never mentioned it. So he says, who made this takana? Interesting. But nonetheless, the Rambam records such a takana. So I want you to get this. Okay. Now there's a lot we have to comment on the Gemara itself tomorrow, Rashi does, but I want to begin the Tosfos. Okay? Let's begin the Tosfos. Okay. Who wants to read the Tosfos? Who wants to start the Tosfos? Stephen. Yeah? No, you want to try? Yeah, try, I'll help you. Go ahead. Let's go. Start from the beginning of the Tosfos. Go ahead. Okay? Loud, please. Go ahead. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Chananel, go ahead. Right, excellent. Nowadays, it means nowadays in the 1100s. Go ahead. He says we do have a minhag to write on a harshah on the top of the kafre. That's mamish against the second lashon of the Gemara. Go ahead. I don't know why, he says, but we do it. It's done. Business practice is done all the time. Go ahead. Excellent, Stephen. So Rabbeinu Tam's going to say, I'll tell you why it's done in business practice. Because we possibly like the second lashon in our sugya. Go ahead.
The Gemara in the past says,
To the Shavuos. Because there's a Gemara in Shavuos that says the following. Go ahead. The Mashpia, go ahead. The Bach adds the word Ani. Mashpia Ani Aleichem, go ahead. Chayivin. Oh, what's the case? There's a principle called in Halacha, let's get it. Shavuos Ha'edis. What is Shavuos Ha'edis? The whole parak of Masech Shavuos. I subpoenaed two guys. Jay-Z owes me the money. Can't find any of them. I know there were eight. I know that Zevi and Avi were there. I mashpia you two guys. I mean, we're talking theoretical, right? Joking wise. I theoretically mashpia these guys. You take a shvuah that you know about the loan, and if you don't, you better take a shvuah you don't know anything about it. What's the din if they're caught lying on their oath? They have to bring a korban shvuah aedis. Okay? Let's say I mashpia two guys that Mr. X is a Kohen. What's the din? And they lie on their oath. Must they bring a korban? No. In order to be chayav a korban, it must be mamonis. The Gemara writes in Shavuos, it must be mamon. So it says, in a case where it must be the guy to say it's Kohen, you're not chayav a korban. Ha, the duke is, go ahead. Ha, manaloploni. Go ahead. Oh, you're chayav. But in the case where I must be them about $100, what's the din? They have to pay it, right? They have to pay a korban if they're caught lying. Go ahead. Oh, the Gemara frek the kasha. Who's the one that's got a subpoena the Aiden? The Toveya. The Malva. And who did it in this case? A friend of his. Friend of mine did it. A friend of mine subpoenaed Avi and what, Zevi. So why does it get off the ground? What's the Gemara's answer there in Shavuos? Go ahead, Stephen. Amar Shmuel. Excellent. That what, my friend, who was set, who subpoenaed those two, had a power of attorney. Had a power of attorney. So he becomes like me when he does the subpoena. Go ahead. Oh, but we learned in our Gemara we never issue a harsha on the Tatalin. Right? First Lashon. Go ahead. Excellent. The Bach says, Hanimi Lehecha. He has the word Hecha. Hanimi Lehecha. The Kafre. Excellent. The only time you don't write our show is when what? When it was denied. But if there's no denial, then it's fine. So you see that what says that is our show, he represents me. It's beautiful. What do you see from this Gemara? The second Lashon is backed up by a Gemara. We're in Shas. Maseches. Shavuos. Because the Gemara gives that answer. So get it down. There is a Gemara in Shavuos that buttresses the second Lashon the way we possibly. Excellent, Stephen. Very excellent. Viter. Go ahead. Similarly, there's a Gemara in Yesh Bechor. Now, what is the case there? Now, it's not really right to just sit and similarly to go, what is that Gemara? You have to look it up. I'm fishing in Shas. He's expecting us to also. If we don't know, we got to look it up. What's the case? So the Sefer Yisa Bracha explains like this, based on the Gemara. Let's get it. There are two women of two men. Two women married to two men. Each one of them has a firstborn son. And they both are poda their son, was not a Caesarean. They're both poda their son with the same Kohen. The two boys get mixed up, unfortunately. Okay? And one of them dies, God forbid, within the first 30 days. Okay? One of the fathers comes to the Kohen and says, you know what? He is the father of the son that died, and therefore he wants the what? He wants the money back. He wants the money back. What does the Kohen say to this father? He says, it was not your son that died. It was the other guy's son. So I'm not giving you a penny. And therefore, who wins? The Kohen wins. But if that father, listen to this please, comes with a harsha of the other father, from the other father, and he's coming to what? He's coming with a harsha from the other father, the Kohen must give him the five shloim. Because mimanafshach, right? It's either what? He's either the right father or what? Or the other guy's the right father. He's working for the other father. So in that case, the coin can't push him off. You got it? The Gemara says, what are you talking about? We never issue a harshah on metalkalin, and this is kesef, five swamim of kesef. What's the Gemara answer there? Guess what? The only time you never issue a harshah is what? Is when what? There's denial. When there was a fight already once. If there was no denial, we issued a harshah. Slam dunk, second Gemara in Shas, that holds like who? The second lashon of who? Of Narda. First was in Shavuos, second one in Bechayrus. Got me? Oh. Now what is this all trying to do? Rabbeinu Tam explaining what, Avi, the business practice that people what? People write harshas on the top of the kafir. So first Rabbeinu Tam sets up, we pass like the second lashon. How does he know? Points out from his unbelievable Bekiyas. Points out two Gemaras and Shas. Very quickly Shavuos, very quickly Bechayrus. Go ahead, Stephen. You're doing a great job. Go ahead. Mexic Kishikra. Excellent. Go ahead. Oh, period. What was the whole reason why you don't write a harshah on what? Metalta the kafir. Because it looks like a what? Falsehood. We do not hold to that concept in Shas that we're worried about falsehoods. So therefore, once you dispose of that, then what? There's no problem of writing metalfalin on harshah the what? On metalfalin the kafir. Rabbeinu Tam just said his whole shtickle Torah, and he explained the business practice in the 1200s why it's okay. You got me? How do we know that we don't hold a Mexican shikra, Stephen? Go ahead. Kinemasik? Like we conclude in Perek HaKosev, go ahead. Like we say in Perek HaKosev, the Perek HaKosev, getting that puff off. Go ahead. We don't hold the Rav Papi. Rav Papi is the one who says we're choshes le Mexican shikra. Lesa means we don't hold like him. Go ahead. Sula, excellent. Mishum? Excellent. What's the case there? There's something called in halacha a hen peck. Okay? A hen peck. Have you ever heard of the concept called kiyum shtaris before? What is kiyum shtaris? You have a document, I have a loan, I have a shtar that says that Avi owes me money. There's signatures on it. How do I know it's not forged? Verify the signatures. How do you verify signatures? In the beginning of Gittin, the first mission. If anyone ever learned the first mission of Gittin, what? Give me two, three ways how you get my kind of stars. Josh, go ahead. Adam, come and testify that's their very own signature. Excellent. Kiyum shtaris passes in Din Rabbana. As long as there's no contestment. Number two. Excellent, Usher. Take another star where the signatures are exactly the same. That was verified. That star was verified. Compare Hashvah stars. Very good, Usher. What's the third way? Let other Adim come in and recognize these two Adim signatures that's not forged. Three ways of doing Kiyum stars, okay? Oh. Once that's done, they put a stamp on it, the Dayanim, and put a hen peck. They put it at the end of the star. Now, Rav Papi said, what happens if the hen peck was stamped before the Adim testified? What's the din? Even though it happened, they ended up testifying at it, but the henpeck was stamped before the Adim testified on the signatures. That's possible because it's mechsik ishikra. Looks like a falsehood. Because what is it written? When they sign the henpeck, it says, before us, Adim testified that this was the signatures. They hadn't testified yet. So it's mechsik ishikra. Looks like a falsehood. Even if they might come afterwards, it just looks like a falsehood. Does everyone got this? No, you got me? That's the case they're getting. Ashras of the Dayanim means a hen peck. Hen peck. Okay? I remember when I first learned it, and I always pictured like a hen pecking on the star to put his stamp on the star. Okay? But Lamaisa, that's what it is. It was verified. Okay? The Gemara says that it's what? They signed it before the Aden testified on the sinner's psula, mechzer kashikr. What does lesa mean? We don't hold of a puppy. He points out we don't hold like a puppy. That's why the business practice in the 1200s was to make harshas even on the top of the kafre, because we're not worried about looking like falsehoods, because we're not conscious for that at all. Ah, excellent, Stephen. Go ahead. Vim Taimar. Oh, what's Tosis Kasha here? Tosis asks a very strong Kasha here. What does he ask? He says, why did the Gemara and Shavuos and Machoros have to give what? What were the answers that it gave? That when do we not issue our shah? When there was what? Denial. But when there is no denial, we what? We issue our shah. Why didn't the Gemara just say very simply that what? Even if there was denial, we don't care, because we're not Tosis L'shikra. Right? If Rabbi Tom Shtickle Torah is correct, why did the Gemara in Shavuos and Machoros have to say, oh, we issue our shah when there's no denial? If there is denial, then we won't run it. Even if there is denial, we don't hold to it. Stop getting fancy. Just stay straight up. We can run our shah on anything, because we don't care if there was a denial. We're not kashrus l'shikra. That's his kasha in Rabbi Tom. Oh, go ahead. Very good, Stephen. Excellent. Go ahead. The Mifruch, the Mifruch. And we correct his words. Oh, stop there. What does he mean? Don't bother me with that kasha. Many times the Gemara will give an answer according to a certain sheet, even though we don't hold in that sheet. We don't hold like a puppet Mechzik Shikra. But still, the Gemara doesn't want to dispose of the Shita, and the Gemara doesn't discard it, and we give an answer according with the opinion of Rav Papi. That's exactly what he answers here. Very good. Derech of the Gemara is sometimes to ask Akasha, even though we don't hold of it. The Gemara of Tzubis does the same thing. Ask Akasha from Rav Papi on Rav Huna, to the degree the Gemara changes the words of Rav Huna. That's what it means, Umegi. The Gemara changes the words of Rav Huna. To say that, what did Rav Huna Marav mean? Until they write it. Rav Huna Marav said, if the Edom don't recognize the Chasimus Edom of the Shtar, what do you do? Let's say there are no Edom Marav. Listen to this case. Rav Huna Marav. No Edom Marav. The three Dayanim, that's it. Two of the three Dayanim recognize the signatures. Let two of the three Dayanim go around the desk and testify to the one Dayan. Then they can what? Then they can do the henpeck. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. But once they've signed it, if they signed it before that fellow testified in front of them, that is puzzle. That's Mechzer Kashikra. So the Gemara says, we don't care about Mechzer Kashikra. As long as he ends up testifying, what's the problem? So the Gemara asks that Kasha. The Gemara says, we don't hold like what? What about a puppy? So what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say we don't hold like. The Gemara asks, how can you do that? Right, it's a problem. It's looked like it's sheker. Rav Papa said you're not allowed to do that. So what's the answer? The Gemara says they didn't sign it. It was before they wrote it. The Gemara rechanges the words of Rav Huna Marav. It says Achilo Kasvu, before they wrote the star. So meaning even though we don't hold like Rav Papi, the Gemara uses Rav Papi as such a caution, Rav Huna Marav, in order, and it even changes his words to give an answer. But we don't hold like Rav Papi. Rav Papi's the one who said it's possible, Mechzer Shikra. We don't hold like Rav Papi. But you see, there are Gemaras and Shas that will deal with the Shita, even though it'll pass on, to the degree it'll change the words of who? Of a Shita, and that was the case of Rav Huna Marav. Oh, go ahead, Stephen. Oh, excellent. Okay, so what does he say here now? This is a little bit tricky, this line, but let's get it. It's not so difficult. Please get it. Okay? He writes like this. He says, but there is a Gemara in Ksubis on Pehe right? That says we don't hold like Rapapa. But there's a parish there, there's a Mefarish over there, who says that Lesa didn't mean that Rapapa is wrong, but rather, what did it mean? It meant that there was no kasha. Why? Because when are we choshish for what? When it said Lesa, which we usually said means wrong, doesn't mean that Rapapi's wrong. Rapapi is the one who says Mechsa Keshikra, right? Rapapi holds Mechsa Keshikra. When are we concerned with Mechsa Keshikra? Only in Kim Staros. In other areas, we are not concerned with what? Mechsa Keshikra. In other areas, we are not concerned with Mechsa Keshikra. Okay? We are not concerned with Mechsa Keshikra. So therefore, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, what does Lesa mean? It's not going on a puff. It's going on, there's no kasha. Because only by Kim Staros are we concerned with Mechsa Keshikra. Other areas, we are not. What's the proof? What does Midr of Nachman mean? What does Midr of Nachman mean? We'll get this down. What does Midr of Nachman mean? Rav Nachman says, in Maseches Gittin there, that if you find a document in a garbage dump and there's signatures on it, it's kosher. We're not choshish for Mechsa Keshikra. It has nothing to do with Kiyum Shtaros. So he says the following. He says the whole kasha is wrong because we're only choshish. Not that Rav Papi's wrong of Mechsa Keshikra. There is Mechsa Keshikra. That's only in the realm of what? Kiyum Shtaros. In other areas, we are not concerned about that because that's exactly what Rav Nachman says. You find a star in a garbage can, it's good. There's signatures on it. That's not talking about verification of of signatures. That's just a good document. And therefore, once you say that, what does it mean? As ein raya, as ein ze raya mishum the parak mitr of papi. Then, therefore, this is not a raya mishum the parak mitr of papi. What does it mean? That's not a raya. What does that mean? Please, let's get this, okay? What did Rabbeinu Tam do so far? Rabbeinu Hananel began the Tosfos, please get it, that we write Harsha on what? Metalta the Kafra. It's against our Gemara. No, Rabbeinu Tam says. We pass on like the second Lashon. How did he prove we pass on the second Lashon? Gemara Shavuos, Gemara where? Chayrus. Excellent. Then he points out that we don't hold like Mexican Shikra Puppy. Who said Mexican? We don't hold like it. So therefore, that was the whole rationale of the second reasoning. If you don't have Mexican Shikra, then you can issue Harsha on it, even Metalta the Kafra. Aye, but there are Gemaras that ask from Rav Papi, and to the degree we even change in words of an Amara, do you see that Rav Papi's held of? No, Tosfos says. Many times in the Derech of Shas, to ask from a Shita we don't hold like. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean we hold like. But he says, I got a problem. Because there's a Rishon, a Mefarish in Ksubis that says, when the Gemara said the word Lesa, it did not mean, Lesa means wrong. It did not mean that Rapapi was wrong. You know what it meant? It meant that we are only concerned for Mechsa Keshikra in the realm of Kiyum Shtaros. Meaning Rapapi is right in the realm of Kiyum Shtaros. In other areas, we are not choshish for Mechsa Keshikra. And Rav Nachman is the proof of that. Where you find a document, Rav Nachman is in Gittin. That's why if you didn't know where Rav Nachman was from, it's in Gittin. You find a document in a garbage dump, you take it out of the citizen, it's good. I've lost the document. Avi owes me $100,000. I found it in the garbage can. Oh, Baruch Hashem, it's good. I'm not worried about Mechsa Keshikra. If I'm not worried about Mechsa Keshikra, you see that what? Rav Papi is only what? Rav Papi's not that he's wrong. He's right in Kiyum Shtaros. In other areas, we're just not chashish. So you cannot use this Gemara to say, oh, that it's the derech of Gemaras to what? That it's the derech of Gemaras to ask from shitas that are what? That we don't hold like. It's not true. That Gemara doesn't say that. We actually hold like Rav Papi. We hold like Rav Papi in Kiyum Shtaros. In other areas, we don't hold like Rav Papi. So he's just pointing out, you see how intellectually honest Tosfos is? Points out a Gemara. Don't be bothered, he says. Oh, there are many times the Shas will ask Kashas from a Shita we don't hold like. He says, one second. There's a Shita over there that says, it's not that we don't hold of that Shita. We hold of it only in Kiyum Shtaros, in other areas we don't hold of it. Put two and two together. Is this area our topic of our Gemara? Kiyum Shtaros? Harshah, is that Keemstar's? No. So you Paskin like the second Lushan. We're not worried about what? Mechzik HaShikra, therefore we can write a Harshah even on the top of the Kapre. Ad Khan, excellent job. Excellent job, Stephen. Ad Khan, Rabbeinu Tam, so far, the reason why in the 1200s they wrote a Harshah on the top of the Kapre, because you Paskin Lushan Shani. And the whole problem was in Mechzik, and that doesn't apply based on the whole Shtikl Torah of Tosfos. Because what doesn't it apply? Not that we're not placed for a puppy at all. That was the first part of this. The Mefarish says we're just only closest for Nikim Stars. Other areas like Arshaw, we're not places. It's a big difference. They categorically strike away Mefsir Shikra, or only what say it's wrong in other areas by Kim Stars. It is right, though. Okay? Just one more word. I'm sorry, it's over a little bit. I'm sorry. We'll finish. We have to go back. We have a lot to do. Baruch Hashem. Oh, just bear in mind, every one of the seven shotim we had in the two Lashonis and Gemara, whichever shot you follow, we paskin like Lishna Basra. We paskin like Lishna Basra. That's what the Taisa says. Okay, but have a good day. I'm sorry, I went over a little bit. Okay? All right, we'll go Vaita tomorrow. Okay? Vaita in the Taisa, Vaita in, we didn't give any chance to comment on the Gemara yet either. Okay. Without Mitzvah.
All right, very good. We got to talk about Shlichus too as well. Shlichus. Our show has very, 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 very big ramifications about Shlichus.